Hi, the name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership.
In this podcast series, I share with you the formula for creating a meaningful life by using my life stories and experiences that have shaped me. Some good, some bad. I talk you through some of the practical ways to find purpose and fulfillment. It is a weekly series, so do subscribe so as not to miss out on anything. My hope is you too can start creating a meaningful life for yourself.
Life, purpose, leadership. Figuring out what's important to you and using stories to connect is action for happiness. Walking up a mountain can take its toll on you. I know I'm not Moses, but I did have a Moses moment up the mountain before lockdown in the summer of 2019. Walking up the beautiful mountains in Chamonix, I had a little aha moment. It's ridiculously hot up there. Well, it can be cold too. The air is quite thin. It's very clean to taste. I guess the air fuels a sense of reflection, hence why I was up there in the first place. I went there with a group of colleagues on a retreat. It was a great time to think about what was important to me. I did this, as I have done for many years, by telling some of my colleagues about me, telling stories. The whole experience was meant to be about walking up a mountain and talking. And by the way, I'm not suggesting getting to know yourself and know what's important to you. You need to walk up a mountain. But it can help. There I was walking up a mountain telling people from my tribe about a significant story of mine, marrying my ex-wife, Jeanette. All the while, I had difficulty with my sexuality. I associated homosexuality with my sexual abuse. Later, I did come out, but that's another story. If you don't have a mountain to go to, bring the mountain to you. Start by exploring your stories by completing the River of Life exercise. There is a link to the River of Life exercise video on my YouTube channel in the description of this podcast. On one level, the purpose of this exercise is to find stories and build a collection of stories to use to connect, engage, motivate, and influence others. This exercise also serves to help you reflect on your life experiences and discover moments where your experiences have influenced the things that are important to you. The exercise will also help you acknowledge you have stories to tell. It'll help you recognize the significance of some of your stories. And in time, the exercise, if repeated, will help you begin to discover your why, your purpose. Now that's exciting. Remember, to wholly live your purpose, you must build a practice of self-reflection. Once you have completed your River of Life, use it as a reference guide for your stories. Go back over your river regularly. Reflect on your life experiences. Find other stories in your life that resonate. The stories don't have to be epic. They can be simple, everyday stories. Use them to connect with who you are and how you influence others. Using your stories will have meaning for you. You will bring appropriate, relevant emotion to bear. Why? Because stories are energy. They have emotions connected to them. You will have the power and impact and authenticity no one can question. So I went to drama school in 1997, and I started exploring the real me. I met this fella Richard in a Chariot's gay sauna. The bizarre thing is we started seeing each other, and in my eyes, you didn't see people after meeting them in a sauna. But hey, what did I know? That was the beginning of the end of my marriage. My ex-wife, Jeanette, was a very courageous woman. I don't think she realized it, but she really was. She was a very giving person, which made it even worse for me to come to terms with my sexuality. I always had this thing that I never really wanted to hurt people. But I was hurting myself, and I was hurting her, by staying in the marriage. We separated on the 4th of January 1999. That Christmas was awful, really awful. And that was the end of my heterosexual life. Come to think of it, I didn't think my sexuality would be anything more than a choice about who I shared my bed with. But I was wrong. I had hidden away, buried underground, a version of myself for so long, I hadn't realized the significance coming out would have for me. Figuring out what's important to you and using stories to connect is action for happiness. Working recently with a CEO of a global corporate business, my brief was to help him get ready for a very important business-defining public speaking engagement. He was to be a keynote speaker at a global industry conference with over 1,000 delegates. For Alan, this was a big deal. Alan was a good speaker. He had to be. He was the CEO. He had presented in business all his life, but something was missing for him. This wasn't about presenting. This wasn't about just sharing data. This was about him and who he was and what he represented, what he stood for. He needed to talk to the conference delegates, not present. We spent 4 hours together. His first task was to complete the River of Life exercise before our initial meeting. He didn't. I didn't have time. I wasn't sure why my personal stories would be relevant for this audience, he said to me. I got him to stand up and present what he normally would, and he shared some data and core messages, factual stuff, very useful, but dull. I shared my thoughts, obviously in a constructive fashion, using feed forward, convincing him to explore the possibilities that his stories could bring the data to life. He could be inspiring. We began the exercise in earnest. Working through the exercise together, he noticed he had some deep and meaningful stories he could use, as well as the light, funny, anecdotal stories, which could bring the data to life. I asked him to take 3 moments in his life and talk to me about them, relating them to at least 1 or 2 of the core messages within the data. I don't know how to do that, came his reply. You think you don't. I sensed this was a time to be direct. Let go of your desire for it to be perfect, Alan. Have an intent to play and explore. Be curious about your stories and how they could relate to your core messages. So Alan got up and started talking about his stories. Almost instantaneously, he had one of those aha moments. His story gave him the freedom to relive and connect with who he was while speaking. Not who he was from the past, but who he was presently. He connected the stories to the messages. He made the stories relevant, and the dull data not so dull. His letting go of his attachment to what he should be like and should sound like enabled him to relive the stories using appropriate, relevant emotion to connect to his core messages in his stories. His intent, the way he was being, core messages and stories fitted perfectly together. He was in that moment being a real, truthful leader, a powerful speaker. So Alan decided to invite some of his colleagues into the room. Let's try this out with others, Dion. And let's face it, we can never get away from our need for recognition, right? We are all needy. Even the most confident of us need approval. The reaction Alan got was just what he needed. Alan received a more significant degree of approval when the 1,000-strong conference applauded him and his keynote. Figuring out what's important to you and using stories to connect is action for happiness. Your purpose and the truth of you as an individual lies within you. Allow yourself the freedom to mine it and trust you will let it out relevantly and appropriately. Letting it happen. A tried and tested way to discover your stories is, as I said, to complete the River of Life exercise. This exercise will help you build a collection of stories to use in any scenario. It can also help you reflect on your life stories and experiences and discover moments where your experiences have shaped your core values. Once you have completed this exercise, I suggest taking a brief note of the stories that resonate with you. Perhaps have a little black book. Note the stories, the core messages, and then keep this book with you always. And whenever you're about your day-to-day, noticing things and people, make a note. In other words, begin to create a bank of stories that you can use. The River of Life exercise can be found on my YouTube channel. Click the link in the description of this podcast. It's a wonderful exercise of self-reflection and a brilliant way to review your life stories. Figuring out what's important to you and using stories to connect is action for happiness. So that's it. The name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership. If you liked what you heard and want to share it, please feel free. If you like the show a lot, please let me know by writing a comment on the platform you use to find the show. Thanks. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership.